到六节。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、一喜、一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 to 6. Verse 1. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. This is the reading of the word.
I'd like you to open your bulletin.
我想你打开我们的周刊。
In your bulletin, there are several important information that you need to refer to.
在周刊里面有几个重要的事项。
The first is the back page.
首先第一是这个周刊的背面。
In the back page, there is a short bio of Reverend Enoch Kwan.
在周刊的背面有关牧师的一个简介。
So if you do not know Reverend Kwan enough,
如果你对关牧师不是很清楚的话，
I think that simple description can help you to start.
我想当中一个简单的介绍会帮助你。
If you want to know more of him,
如果你想更多的来认识他，
make an appointment with him.
跟他约一下，
but not on Monday.
但不要在礼拜一。
And go and have a coffee with him in the area.
那跟他请他出去喝杯咖啡。
I think the closest is the Agent Court Mall.
我猜最近呢就是那个Agent Court 这个商场里面。
Yeah, 对。 I used to live around this area over at the Carol Bob Court.
那我以前呢是住在Carabao 这个大楼里面。
My two children, one son and one daughter, were born while we lived over there.
那我的一个儿子、一个女儿都是在我们住在那个时候出生的。
And it was in the time that I went to seminary.
那个时候呢，我是在读我的神学。
And my wife was working here at the daycare.
那我的太太呢，我的妻子是在这个托儿所工作的。
And I'd like to introduce her to all of you. She is sitting with some old
我今天想介绍我的师母给大家认识。
Some old ASM members like Daniel Chen.
那他也跟其他我们说老华基坐在一起。
Now the next information you need to read is in the inside back page.
那第二个重要的事情呢，就是你看周刊的第二页。
This article is called My Pledge.
是在第七页。这个第七页呢，讲的是我的承诺。
And I hope you noted the author of this My Pledge is Reverend Enoch Kwan.
那你要知道，写这个我的承诺的作者呢，是 我们的关牧师。
So read through that so that you know Reverend Kwan more.
那你要看一看里面的内容，那你就会对牧师有更多的了解。
If you have any questions, then refer to that and talk to him.
如果你对里面的内容有任何的想了解的，那你可以跟他谈一下。
And the next thing that I like to refer to you is the sermon outline.
那另外一件事呢，就是今天我们讲到的提纲。
When I first interned in this church, at the time was called Toronto Chinese Community Church.
那当我在这个教会实习的时候，这个教会呢是叫多伦多华人基督教会。
It was somewhat like 30 years ago.
差不多三十年前。
We play basketball with Reverend Ng.
我们跟吴国宝牧师呢打篮球的。
Every afternoon before lunch, we play basketball first.
每一天中午午饭之前，我们就跟吴牧师打篮球。
We lost all the time.
那我们常常都输的。
In order to help Reverend Ng and Reverend Cao to be happy.
那为了要赢得吴牧师跟高牧师高兴。
Because they are our senior pastor in both position as well as in age.
因为他们是我们的主任牧师，是职位上还有年龄上。
But we were happy losing.
但是我们很高兴，输的也很高兴。
Now that was a basketball game.
因为是一个篮球的游戏。
Certainly we don't mind losing.
因为我们这样我们就不怕输了。
But then the recent activities called Rio 2016.
那最近呢有一个奥运会2016。
You noted that everybody wanted to win.
你要知道每一个人都要赢。
I think in our life, one of the things that you want to win, is going to a good church.
那我想在我们的一生里面，我们是要去找一个好的教会。
You should not go to a dying church.
你不要去一个死气沉沉的教会。
You should not attend the funeral of a church.
你不要参加一个教会的丧礼。
Well, in ASAM, under the leadership of Reverend Cao,
那在华基联会，在高云汉牧师的带领下，
Reverend Cao said, the church, all our churches should have this objective and philosophy.
高牧师说我们每一个教会都应该有这样的目标。
Or maybe you can call this our directions.
或者是你说这是我们的方向。
If you go to ASAM's webpage, you will find these things.
如果你去我们华基联会的网页，你会看到这五样。
There are five things. The first one is called unity and love.
那这五个重点呢，第一点是相爱合一。
The second thing is discipleship making.
第二个重点呢是培训门徒。
And the third thing is world mission.
第三个是普世差传。
And the fourth thing is church planting.
第四个是增长职堂。
And the fifth is social concern.
第五个是社区关怀。
So these five things actually, Pastor Harding has already addressed the second thing in our philosophy.
刚才呢，吴克定牧师已经跟我们讲了第二点，培训门徒。
And in this time, I like to address the first one.
今天呢，我想特别重点讲第一个点。
Unity and love.
是相爱合一。
It is very important, and that's why Reverend Cao put it on the first.
相爱合一是非常重要的，因此高牧师他要把它成为五大重点的第一点。
Because Jesus Christ instructed the disciples about this.
因为主耶稣基督教导他的门徒关于这一点。
And in your sermon outline, that is the thing that is recorded there.
那在你们的程序单讲到大纲里面已经有这段经文。
Jesus in John chapter 13 verse 34 to 35 said to the disciples at the time.
耶稣在约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节跟当时的门徒讲以下的这段话。
Jesus said, "A new command I give you: love one another."
耶稣说我给你们一条新命令就是要你们彼此相爱
As I have loved you, so you must love one another
我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样彼此相爱
By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another
如果你们彼此相爱众人就会认出你们是我的门徒了
How do we live out unity and love?
我们怎样相爱却合一呢?
How do we love to a point that the world is amazed because this is what Jesus miraculously changed in each one of us?
我们怎样相爱让世人看见我们真的是在主里我们是这样的很特别的这样的合一呢?
If you live here and cannot remember anything, I'd like to tell you that you need to remember the following statement.
如果你今天来了，你什么都忘了，没关系，但是以下的你一定要记住。
What is the measure of a good church?
那要衡量一个好的教会到底是怎样衡量呢?
It's a church of love, unity with diversity.
就是一个教会是相爱，而且呢是在多元里面要合一的。
That is what is underlined in your sermon outline in the Chinese.
就是你在大纲里面我们已经在下面有一个横道
and the English also has a statement there
那在英文的大纲里面也有这样的一句话
How do we live it out?
我们怎么活出来
Well, we just read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 to 6
刚才我们读了以弗所书第四章一到六节
You will discover five approaches that we must pay attention to
那你会看到有五个重点我们是需要注意的
The first one is to decideThat my life is to walk in Christ.
那你一定要，首先第一，你要定义你的人生是一个追求基督，而且在里面长进的人生。
Paul in verse 1 said, Therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God.
保罗在第一节说，我为主被囚的，要劝你们。既然蒙召行事为人就当与蒙召的安相称
It was at a time when Paul was in the prison to write these epistles to the Ephesians
当时保罗是坐在牢里面写这一封书信的
Lead a life that is worthy of your calling by Jesus
你行事为人要当与蒙召的安相称
We must grow once we become a Christian
我们在主里成为基督徒以后我们要成长
not when we are baptized
那不是说我们洗礼的时候
not when somebody chase after you and asking you have you grown
不是说有人要追你问你到底你成长了没有
this is a lifelong commitment and process
这个是你一生在主里面你都要追求的
it is also a daily changes
而且呢是每一天你都要改变
When we were a child
当我们是一个孩童的时候
You probably would notice in your home some children when they see the light inside the oven
有一首儿童的诗里面
不是 When you see a children when you see a child at home they see the oven light
那当你在家里你看到一个孩子站在烤箱前面的时候
So when the light attract the child
烤箱里面的灯吸引了孩子
So he probably go forward
那他很肯定会上前
And touch it
然后要碰它
What's the result?
到底结果是怎么样呢
Got burned
他会被烤到的
Because probably there is something being cooked inside.
因为里面可能是在烤东西。
And you have set it to 400 degrees Fahrenheit.
然后你定了是400度的温度。
And then you want to remind yourself that you have something being cooked inside the oven. So you turn on the light.
所以呢，你要开着灯，因为你要提醒你自己里面是在烤东西。
So when a child, out of curiosity,
那当一个小孩他很好奇的时候
and went ahead and touched it.
那他往前，然后他就碰到这个烤箱。
This is the grind of his lifetime.
那这个就是他人生的
一个啊。So ever since that, he won't touch the oven anymore.
那从此以后，他就不会再碰烤箱了。
May even to a point that he will not cook anything inside an oven.
那可能呢，他甚至以后呢都不会用这个烤箱
在
做任何的食物。
Because that was a hurting experience.
因为这是一个受伤的一个经历。
And as an adult, you know why you get hurt.
那作为成人，我们知道为什么我们会受伤。
Then you learn it is not something that you should fear.
那就是说我们是要学习的，不是说我们要害怕的。
So you use the oven again once you recognize the source.
所以呢，你知道怎样用这个烤箱，因为你知道这个来源是什么。
And you start cooking with an oven again with all the protections.
那所以呢，你每次用烤箱的时候，你就会做所有的防御措施。
So here, Paul encouraged us to lead a life worthy of our calling.
所以呢，保罗在这里告诉我们，我们行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
This statement will cause us to think, what is a life like that is worthy of our calling?
那这个提醒我们，到底怎样的生命才是一个与蒙召的恩相称的这样的一个生命？
What is a life calling?
那就到底一个蒙召的人生是什么样的人生？
And I encourage you, whether you are a long-time Christians or just a new Christians.
那我鼓励你，到底你是信主很久，或者是你刚刚信主？
We must, not just you, no, but we must, all of us must think daily.
不是刚是我或者是你，是我们一定要每一天都要思考的问题。
Because sometimes we forgot what is our calling.
因为我们常常忘记到底我们的蒙召，我们这个恩召是什么。
And many times we forgot what is a life that is worthy of the calling.
那我们常常也忘掉到底我们的人生怎样才与这个蒙召那个恩是相称的。
Because this life of calling is a new life calling.
因为这一个蒙召，这一个恩召是新的。
But then when we live, we slip back to the way of the old life.
但是我们常常这个老我常常都会再回来。
The calling of our old life continually tempt us to follow that value system.
那我们这个老我常常都诱惑我们回到从前一样。
So Paul encouraged each one of us to think about that.
所以保罗鼓励我们每一个人都要去思考这一点。
Now, if we recognize that, what is the next thing?
那如果我们都知道这一点呢，那下一点是什么呢？
In this particular section, I'd like to refer this to the second point.
那我们来看第二点。
You need to develop the five qualities of characters.
我们要看重建立五个生命的品质。
From verse 2 to 3, it has five different life qualities that you need to develop.
在第二跟第三节里面有五个生命的品质我们需要去建立的。
You will find these five words.
你会看到这五个字。
Humble.
谦虚。
Gentle.
温柔。
Patience.
忍耐。
Love.
爱心。
Peace,
和平
and I conclude these five things to all of you in the five points of this particular main point.
那我把这五个生命的品质总结为下面的这五点。
I'm not going to read the particular passage again, but first, very important is humble.
那首先第一很重要的就是要谦虚。
But all the time we mention the word humble is to deflect other people's invitation to participate in any ministry.
那常常我们说谦虚就是人家邀请我们服事的时候我们就推却了。
So we use this as the banner of no.
那我们呢就用这个作为挡箭牌一样。
We don't want to say the word no all the time.
我们不想呢常常说不服侍。
But then we humble ourselves.
所以呢我们就谦虚我们自己。
Let me tell you, humble is actually should be manifested in the following way.
其实谦虚呢是在以下来怎样来体现出来的。
I'd like to help you to know that humble helps brother and sister to understand the truth.
其实谦虚是帮助弟兄姐妹来明白真理。
Humble attitude causes us to explain things to others, truth to others politely.
那谦虚呢是一个品质，帮助我们解析这个真理给弟兄姐妹听。
Not with pride.
不是因为骄傲。
Because when we have an attitude of pride,
因为当我们有骄傲这样的品质的时候，
it will first, you know, it will first show up as some aggression.
那这样呢就会有一点怎么讲，就是强迫人了。
It will challenge others.
那会挑战别人。
It will make comparison of two things.
那就会让对方觉得有比较。
And particularly something that is perfect.
那让人家觉得有些东西是完美的。
And you are not perfect.
那你呢不是完美的。
Pride causes us to say things in high tone.
那骄傲呢让我们讲话的时候 讲高调。
So, 大声啊，唔系高调。
大声，让我们讲话的时候大声。
So humble causes us to explain things politely.
那谦虚呢，让我们讲话的时候呢，有礼貌一点。
In another way, we can describe this is a gentleness expressed.
那这样呢，就让我们有一个温柔一点的表达。
And as we explain with gentleness, we are also explaining it with patience.
那当我们很温柔的去表达的时候，也表达了我们是很有耐心、忍耐的。
As we explain with patience and gentleness, you would not find the attitude of rejection.
那当我们很有耐心很温柔地去表达的时候，你就会发现没有抗拒。
And if you relate to others like that, you will help people to feel and conclude that whether they make mistake big or small.
那当你这样表达的时候，对方会感觉到就算有任何的做错大或者是小，
you will help the person.
你会帮助对方。
And if you do something like that, you will build a culture that gives safe and relaxed culture.
如果你这样做的时候，你们彼此之间的关系就会是很和谐的。
And if you do that, you will be able to help people understand the truth.
那你这样做的话，你会帮助对方更明白真理。
You will help people to accept the truth.
你会帮助对方接受真理。
You will help people to practice the truth.
你会帮助对方行出真理。
And if the person cannot practice the kind of truth in the Bible,
如果对方他不能够行出圣经里面的真理的时候，
And we call that as a mistake,
那如果我们说这个是一个错误的话，
they will still be able to feel the kind of love to the point that they are willing to repent.
那他们同样也会感觉到是有爱心，因为这个爱心是帮助他们去悔改的。
And when people are able to repent and experience the kind of peace, they will be able to be free to apologize.
所以如果他们愿意悔改的话，他们体会到当中是有一个和平，有一个平安在里面，那他们也愿意 去放下自己。
If people cannot feel the kind of peace,
如果当中没有感觉到这一个平安
or love,
或者是爱心
people will not apologize, people will not repent.
人是不会悔改，也不会改变。
So, if you would want people to be able to make right with God,
如果你想帮助人跟神是调整关系的话，
we all need to create, build a culture like that.
我们需要去营造这样的一个文化。
That is described in these 5 points.
就是刚才我们所讲的这五点。
And in those two verses.
那在刚才的两段经文的里面
and if we are willing to do that,
如果我们愿意这样做的话
the Holy Spirit is going to help us.
圣灵会跟我们同工的
because Holy Spirit will unite us.
因为圣灵会让我们合一
work together with our effort.
那是竭力保守我们
so that we will be able to live out the truth.
因此呢，我们可以活出真理。
So that is the third point already.
那现在我们已经来到第三点。
However, we realize that human beings are different.
但是我们要知道我们人是不一样的。
We need to discover unity in purpose and diversity in personalities and giftedness.
那我们要实践一个多元而且合一的。
We need to see the unity.In the triunion God, God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们要营造这个合一，就好像父神是合一的一样。
They manifest the kind of unity that is not uniformity.
那这个合一不是统一。
But unity in purpose, in relationship, in obedience, in trust, goals, and strategies.
那这个合一呢，是在目的上是在多元上是在性格上是在恩赐上都要合一的
Jesus in the Gospel of John chapter 17 said
耶稣在约翰福音十七章里面讲到
I have given them the glory that you gave me
你所赐给我的荣耀我已经赐给他们了
That they may be one as we are one
使他们合而为一像我们合而为一
I in them and you in me so that they may be brought to complete unity
我在他里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Christ and Father have the one purpose for the whole creation.
父神对整个群体是有一个的目的。
Well, it is a totally different level when you and I talked about unify in what we do, and or maybe just dress the same. We don't dress the same.
那我们说统一，不是说我们穿衣服要一样。
Diversity is to follow planned differences guided by the Holy Spirit.
这个。多元是需要圣灵引导。
Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ Jesus.
就好像身子是一个，却有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽多，但人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
It's like an orchestra.
就好像一个
Let's use our recent illustrations. Just like what we just sang in the first part of our worship.
就好像刚才我们崇拜的时候所说的。
We have a pianist.
我们有一个钢琴。
We have a director.
我们有一个指挥。
We have a whole congregation.
我们有整个会众。
In the congregation, you probably would find the whole choir down there.
那在会众里面可能有整个诗班。
Because today I cannot find the choir up here.
因为诗班没有在上面。
So everybody was scattered in the whole congregation.
所以诗班呢是在会众的里面。
So when we sing,
所以当大家唱的时候
we use our vocal cord as our musical instrument.
所以我们用我们的声音来作为我们的乐器。
But the pianist used the piano to be the musical instrument.
但是我们的司琴用钢琴来作为他的乐器。
And then she used her finger to play it out.
她用她的手指来弹出来。
The director used not only her vocal cord but her hands to lead us.
我们的领师是不单是是唱，他也用手来引导我们。
So, if the pianist play a totally different song,
如果这个司琴弹了另外一首歌。
We look at the PowerPoint.
我们看着投影片。
This is not the song that we are going to sing, but
诶，那个歌
the pianist is playing.
跟司琴弹的歌好像不一样啊。
What will the result? You just don't sing.
那你们会怎么回应呢？你们只是不会唱了。
And the director, if she find out that, oh, it's totally two different song, I'm not assigned this, so everybody will be paused.
所以如果指挥他知道，哎，这首歌不是所弹的，那他只会停下来。
So it is really like an orchestra. If everybody play and work together in unison,
那就好像一个乐队一样，大家是要合一的。
And the songs we sing will become a way that we glorify God.
那我们所唱的诗歌是用来荣耀我们的神。
If we do not, then it becomes a something that everybody feel embarrassed.
如果我们没有这样的合一的话，那我们荣耀神也是真的非常的尴尬。
So an orchestra, if they don't work together, we call it 隔盖。
那如果整个乐队没有合一的话，就好像杀鸡一样。
And then you will say, how come it is so noisy?
Oh, what? Oh, 为什么那么吵？
So we as a body of Christ.
那我们是基督的身体。
We need to be able to recognize that we have to serve God in unison.
所以我们是基督的身体，我们要一起来服侍神。
My last point is you need to dedicate yourself to God's truth.
最后一点是我们要遵守实行神的真理。
In verse 4 to 6, there are seven one.
在经节的四到六节总共里面有七个一。
Seven one in this particular passage.
在这段经文里面的这七个一。
And it is all listed out quite clearly in the sermon outline.
那在大纲里面已经很清楚地列出来。
I like to point to some of them.
那我想指出几点。
The first one is we are one body.
首先第一，我们是一个身体。
Because we always think, I is I, you is you.
那我们常常会认为我是我，你是你。
So we always think in terms of I want to do my things. You go ahead do your things.
那我们常常会想，我做我的事，你做你的事。
It is not easy to relate to one another like that.
那有时候很难，大家是互相来合作的。
But the important thing is in the Bible, Jesus talked about the church is one body.
那很特别的是耶稣说在圣经里面我们是一个身体。
Let's not go too far to talk about churches in other nations.
那我们先不讲普世的教会。
Let's talk just one church, our church.
那我们只是讲我们的教会。
Even though we regarded ourselves as 250 or 300 bodies here,
那我们大概我们教会是两三百。
I mean the body we are talking about is a physical body.
那我们讲我们这里有大概两三百个身体。
But we are talking about the church as one body.
但是我们是在讲整个教会是一个身体。
You put yourself as a body. If your lung said I don't want to breathe.
那你想一想，我这个身体，如果我的肺说我不想呼吸。
No sound.
没有声音了。
Because your lung don't breathe anymore.
因为你的肺已经不呼吸了。
What's the result?
那结果是什么呢？
You're dead.
你就死了。
You cannot make any noise.
你不能有任何的声音了。
You cannot move.
你不能动。
So in the church, if we are one body,
如果我们教会是一个身体的话，
You hurt anyone here.
你是伤害了。
Anyone here, you are actually hurting yourself.
那你是伤害了别人，你同样也伤害了你自己。
Well, I hope you understand this illustration.
那我希望你能够明白这一个示范。
And we are one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God.
我们是一个圣灵，一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神。
We must seek for area that we agree and work out the disagreement.
我们一定要寻求一个合一来达成一个共识。
And we cannot reject others to a point that they are going to leave the faith.
那我们不能够抵挡别人让对方离开教会，离开信仰。
And in particular, to an important reason.
那特别是一些重要的原因。
Well, in the Bible, I listed out four different examples that you can refer to.
那我列出了四个在圣经里面的例子。
The first one, the first example, the Christians at that point.Sorted out by discussing.
那，在圣经里面，这些基督徒他们有一些意见。
They analyze objectively and pray together.
他们一起平心静气，一起讨论，一起祷告。
The second example indicates that they, even though disagree, they respect one another.
第二个例子是，他们中间虽然是有争论，但是他们选择彼此尊重。
And move on to do what each is called to do.
然后他们选择各自要做的事情。
And the third example are areas that are important.
第三个例子是在有一些事情是很重要的。
And the decision is no more argument with the unrighteous.
那结果呢，就是不要跟不义的人去争辩。
Because the two persons mentioned there, they say there is no resurrection.
因为这里所讲的这两个人，他说是没有复活的。
This is a truth compromised.
这个是不能够妥协的。
Paul cannot agree with them.
保罗他不能够同意。
And the arguments goes on and on, so Paul decided no more argument.
但另外那两个人就一直争论，所以呢，保罗就说我不再跟你们争辩了。
So the fourth example were arguments going on between two sisters.
那第四个例子是两个姐妹中间有不和。
And the reason was really unimportant and unrelated to faith.
那里面的背景呢是跟信仰是没有关系的。
And Paul didn't even mention about those reasons.
那保罗呢根本就不讲这些原因。
He just plead and ask them to have unity in the Lord.
他只是劝他们在主里你们要同心。
So at the end of this sermon,
所以在这个讲道的总结的时候，
as a member of this church,
我们是这个教会的一员，
and also a church within ASAM,
而且是华基联会其中的一个教会。
And I encourage you to have personal renewal daily.
那我帮助大家，引领大家，在我们的经历里面，我们要常常的更新。
And then relational renewal daily.
那我们是个人的在主里面更新，然后我们是在人与人方面我们要更新。
And as a church, we have missional renewal weekly.
那我们作为一个教会，我们要以在教会的层面我们要更新。
And further on, as a church, cultural renewal, structural renewal, and institutional renewal on a yearly basis.
那以一个教会为整体，我们在文化上，我们在整个结构上，我们在整个教会上，我们都要更新。
With the senior pastor now.
那现在我们有主任牧师。
May God continue to guide you.
那求主继续的来带领我们。
So that the whole church work together.
因此我们整个教会一起往前。
As one body.
是一个身体。
Not 300 bodies.
不是三百个身体。
In unity and love.
是相爱合一的。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
Thank you.
谢谢。
谢谢王牧师，相爱合一的信息。Now we're gonna sing a response.